Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
What does it mean to be justified by faith in Jesus Christ? We're going to be talking about this on the Covenant Journey Bible Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Covenant Journey. We're going to be looking at two chapters in the book of Romans, chapter 3 and chapter 4. These are powerful chapters, also going into the chapter 5 and continuing, but here we're going to begin to lay the groundwork. And in these chapters, Paul begins the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 1. Then what advantage, he says, has the Jew, or what value is circumcision? Much in every way, he says. To begin with, the Jews were entrusted with the oracles of God. What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithlessness nullify the faithfulness of God? By no means. Let God be true, though everyone were a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified by your words and prevail when you are judged. He goes on to talk about how no one is righteous. Verse 9, what then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For you've already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks or Gentiles, are under sin. And then he begins to quote various passages of the Scripture. Then he ultimately says, but verse 19, now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes the knowledge of sin. Verse 21. But now, I love that, but now, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has put forth as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. So then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded, he says. He's talking to both Jews and Gentiles, or Jews and Greeks, people that were Greek-speaking, and Greek was the what's called lingua franca, the common language of that day. It's amazing how Greek became this universal language. Not every single person spoke Greek, but many, many, many people did throughout all of that then known world. It was more popular than Latin, even though Rome was the leading empire. It was through this Greek-speaking people of different cultures and ethnicities that the Word of God ultimately was transmitted. So what Paul is doing in this chapter is talking about Jews and circumcision, and he's using circumcision as the idea of working something bodily in your flesh to gain favor with God. In chapter 4, he moves on, and he says, what shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the Scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. He goes on to talk about how Abraham became circumcised. He actually did something in his flesh, or did something fleshly. He became circumcised after he believed, not before. He was justified by God solely because of his faith, not because of anything he did. So for the Jews, circumcision was a sign that you were a special people. And other things that would follow that would ultimately be the various works of the law, that you had to certainly follow the letter of the law. Paul speaks about that if you think you were to be justified by the law, remember this. You have to keep every single jot and tittle of the law. And if you break any one of those, then you cannot be justified. You have to be perfect. No one is perfect. He says no one can keep the entire law. We're talking about not just the Ten Commandments. We're talking about all the hundreds of laws that the Jewish people put together. And you had to keep every single one. In fact, today, because there is no temple, Jews cannot keep more than half of the law. More than half of the law that the Jews are required to keep relates to the temple. Different kinds of sacrifices for this or that. Different kinds of events at the temple. Yom Kippur, not just a day you celebrate, but a day in which you have a special sacrifice that removes sins for the year. With the destruction of the temple in 70 AD by the Romans, from that time on, any Jew who has thought that they could be justified before God, that their works would ultimately establish them as someone worthy of God, they've not been able to keep that. The rabbis have had to come up with different kinds of interpretations to get around the idea. Well, it's an interim time, or we only have to keep some of the law. Well, the scriptures don't say that. Paul is saying, if that is your way to salvation, remember this, it is the free gift of Jesus Christ. He paid the penalty for all of our sins on Calvary that began with the Garden of Gethsemane, where he began to feel the weight of sin and continued until the ultimate atonement on the cross. We don't have to sacrifice the blood of or shed the blood of bulls and goats every day or annually at the Day of Atonement, because Hebrews says that Jesus is sacrificed once and for all sins. His sacrifice, paying the price for your sins, for my sins, have covered all sins. And all he is asking you to do is to accept his free gift, to be immersed in his love, which will transform you. There is nothing that we can do to merit his love. He already loves us, even while we were sinners, even while we are angry at him, even while we rebel against him, even when we don't want anything to do with him. His love does not stop chasing you. So no matter what is in your life, no matter how much you have failed, and we all do, no matter how many times you failed, even at the same thing, remember, Jesus is right there at the door knocking. His love is ever present, ever pursuing, ever forgiving. And he is holding out his hand to take your hand and to walk through this life, to transform you, and yes, to dust you off when you fall, to pick you up when you scrape your knee, and heal you and continue you on the road in that relationship with him. Reach out to our Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to read the book of Romans. It is filled with so much information about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ and this unmerited favor that he extends to each one of us today. God bless you. For more information, go to covenantjourney.org. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.